DIY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms, then becoming more isolated, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, 70. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, around 90, and Thursday night, chance of scattered storms. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. National Pork Board Director Bob Ruth from Pennsylvania discussed the U.S. pork industry to retailers at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin America Products Showcase recently in Costa Rica.
You know, they, like the rest of the world, are coming out of COVID, and things are starting to heat up, and they are very optimistic that they're going to be pulling a lot of protein, and they like American protein, and so it was, it's been a very good to talk to the Latin American folks about pork, U.S. pork and beef opportunities.
The Pork Checkoff has developed an international market development strategy to build confidence in U.S. pork in a diverse global protein market. Producers received one-on-one attention with buyers at that showcase.
Sustainability one day, and then the other day we talked about, proper cold chain management of both beef and pork. And so it was good educational, opportunity for these distributors, to learn about what's going on in the United States as far as our sustainability efforts. We talked a lot about the We Care program that we have with the Pork Checkoff, and the Latin American people are very interested in what we're doing in those areas.
Pork Checkoff looks for areas to differentiate U.S. pork from the competition and add value and opportunity into other markets. He explained the in-store technology that USMEF uses in Costa Rica.
And was very impressed with the technology that they're using, for education about U.S. pork. We toured a couple stores while we were down here. And they had some barcoding that the consumer could use their phones and go right to the barcode.
Want to know more? Go to porkcheckoff.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, just a year out from the midterm elections and the governor's race here in the state of Kansas, a big change happened within the Republican primaries as former governor and frontrunner for the Republican candidacy, Governor Jeff Collier, has officially stepped down from the campaign after receiving a diagnosis of prostate cancer. And it was a move that seemed to shock just about everybody.
In terms of his own health and in terms of, trying to avoid cluttering up a campaign that was shaping up to be pretty serious between him and Derek Schmidt, it makes sense that he would do this. But obviously, it's still a surprise. It's still a shock.
That was Dr. Russell Arvin Fox from Friends University on Cake News. The announcement came from a Facebook post from former Governor Collier, saying that it's time to focus on his patients and himself, leaving Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt as the front runner for the election and making it a challenging race for current Governor Laura Kelly.
In a state that's mostly Republican, any Democrat that's elected statewide has got to go into the election assuming, I could lose this.
Mid-America Network News.
Incredible news from Rusty Egg Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty Egg Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty Egg Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty Egg Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. With financing as low as 0%.
Rusty Egg Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month per thousand financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
Authorities say a fatal weekend shooting along the Kansas Turnpike may have been done in self-defense in response to road rage. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden said the shooting was reported shortly before 7 p.m. on Saturday near the Hayesville exit on the Kansas Turnpike toll road, but officials didn't immediately release many details about the shooting. Crittenden said at least one person had a gunshot wound and two vehicles were stopped on the southbound lanes. First responders began providing aid to the injured person, who was rushed to a Wichita hospital where he later died. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department said the shooting appeared to have been done in self-defense. In other news, a 28-year-old Kansas man is dead after being struck by a semi-truck on Interstate 70 in Kansas City. Kansas City police said the accident happened just before 3:30 a.m. on Saturday in the westbound lanes when a tire blew out of a Chrysler sedan and the driver from Osawatomie got out of the vehicle. A semi swerved to avoid the stopped vehicle and struck the driver who was standing nearby. The driver, whose name has not been released, died at the scene. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The family of a Nebraska Marine who was among the 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan say that they've been overwhelmed with support ever since the 23-year-old's death last week. Corporal Dagan William Tyler Page served in the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, based at Camp Pendleton prior to his death Thursday. The family said in a statement they've been truly moved by the selfless generosity of the countless friends who have showed up at our house armed with hugs and food and flowers. Traffic fatalities on roads and highways in Nebraska are down in 2021 when compared with previous years, especially fatalities involving motorcyclists. The Omaha World Herald reports the state has recorded 126 fatalities as of last Friday. That's down 154 from the same time in 2020. Motorcycle deaths are down by some 70%. Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County authorities called in the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to assist with determining a cause of death of a Greenleaf man, 40-year-old Daniel Little, whose body was discovered at 2020 11th Road Greenleaf on August 29. Shortly after 2:30 p.m., it was reported to Washington County Sheriff's Office, who responded, "Cause of death and other factors are pending investigation. No further details will be released immediately." If anyone has information with regards to the death of 40-year-old Daniel Little of Greenleaf, either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, please contact the Sheriff's Office in Washington County or the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, reporting the Kansas Department of Transportation Cost Share Grant has opened back up. A potential grant for development of 11th Terrace leading to a proposed new jail site and proposed business park is being considered. Barber feels that to be competitive, the board will need to pledge a higher match amount, suggesting 40% to 50%. Commissioner Kiekhafer was absent. The remaining board members feel it's best to discuss when all three commissioners are in attendance. County Clerk Sandra Wilson pointed out where the adjustments were made to give an option to lower the mill levy to 47.092. Tentative schedule for a budget hearing is September 13th. The board will discuss these proposals at the next meeting, and if more adjustments are needed, we'll push back the budget hearing another week. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that BG Consultants recently did a survey of the landfill, advising that the county would build a new berm for the construction demolition pit. This could extend the use of the pit for 8 to 10 years. Commissioners approved raising the pay of election officers to $10 from the previous federal minimum wage. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting hosted a public hearing to hear support and or opposition to proposed changes to Gage County wind regulations. There were 14 exhibits presented. Topics discussed included protecting county roads, setback distance for non-participating residents, process of decommissioning and or restoration of turbines, effects on those with sensory disabilities, shadow flicker, height of turbines, transmission lines, sound decibel levels, effects on growth of small towns and villages, whether setbacks should be from the residence or the property line, whether to include game and parks, recreation areas, national parks, cemeteries, effects on growth of the county, and effects on people's mental and physical health. Distance of turbines from other uses appeared to be the primary concern of residents. No action was taken following the hearing. Supervisors gave no indication as to when further decisions would be considered. Supervisors earlier had opened a public hearing and received no comment regarding a permit for an ag pesticide herbicide storage facility proposed in Highland Township, which was recommended for approval by Planning and Zoning. That request was approved by supervisors unanimously. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall will make town hall stops in Marshall and Washington County Wednesday, September 1st. He'll be at Landau Lanes in Marysville from 5 until 6 p.m. and at the FNB Bank meeting room in Washington from 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. Public is welcome. Kansas Commissioner of Education Randy Watson will be in Marysville Wednesday, September 1st for a community conversation on Kansas education. Among a series of 50 stops in Kansas that began late July, the meeting is to allow feedback on the state's vision for K-12 education. Parents, educators, business, and community members are welcome to attend. The program begins Wednesday, 9 a.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville. Last Wednesday, Hanover and Washington fire departments were dispatched for a report of a house fire at 2856 22nd Road. Also last Wednesday, an injury accident was reported in Washington at E and 4th Streets. Tyler Smith entered the intersection same time as a cyclist. Smith struck the cyclist, who was transported by private vehicle to the Washington County Hospital. Joyce Gudenkauf, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkauf. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Oquito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kinsey McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary with some showers and thunderstorms that will continue to push across the area, continuing to bring us some rain showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise clearing skies. That moves through. High pressure system builds in for tomorrow, continuing into Thursday. Sunny skies, dry weather before another low will bring us more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. Temperatures much better than last week. We will see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms early, then becoming partly sunny with isolated storms late, temps in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, upper 60s. For Thursday, sunny skies, high of 90. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August 86, record high on this date 109, the average low 63 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 8 p.m., sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
A century ago, Americans consumed 65 pounds of sugar per person annually. How do we compare today? The sweet details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 31st, the 243rd day of the year. Actor Richard Gere and singer Van Morrison share a birthday. Just how much of a sweet tooth does America have? The most recent estimate from the USDA says, on average, each of us consumes 156 pounds per year. Think of it, that's over 35-pound bags of the sweet stuff. Most of that, of course, is not in crystallized form. It's hidden in everything from crackers to ketchup in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And a full third of our sugar consumption is accounted for in one product, soft drinks. If you're trying to kick the soda habit, try switching to sparkling water with a splash of fruit flavor added. Many people find it's the fizz they crave, not the sweetness. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday Royals news. Yes, they had a day off yesterday, but honors are on the way to the hottest player for the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez yesterday named the American League Player of the Week. He hit 357 in seven games, including six home runs and 14 RBI. He hit home runs in five consecutive games. The Royals return to action today, hosting the Cleveland Indians. While we're talking top athletes, if there was any doubt, there shouldn't be now. Patrick Mahomes is the league's best player, as voted by his peers and the media in the NFL's top 100 list. Mahomes landed at number 4 on the list last year, despite being the NFL MVP and a Super Bowl champion with an MVP there as well. His record-breaking pace wasn't denied this time around, and he wasn't the only chief on the list. Travis Kelce landed at number 5, Tyreek Hill at number 15, and Chris Jones ranked 34. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
The Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference finds itself well represented in the NJCAA preseason football poll. Led by defending national champions, the conference finds half of its members in the initial poll. The Hutch Blue Dragons received all 5 first-place votes, edging out Snow College, who they beat in the national championship game just 12 weeks ago. Rounding out the top 5 are Northwest Mississippi Community College, Iowa Western Community College, and fellow Jayhawk Conference member Garden City starts the year ranked at number 5. Other Jayhawk Conference members in the preseason poll are Independence at number 10, and Butler Community College rounds out the poll at number 15. The Jayhawk Conference kicks off the 2021 football season Thursday night as Highland Community College travels to Fort Scott for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Kansas City Royals back in action this evening, opening up a 3-game homestand with the Cleveland Indians. First pitch tonight set for 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
KNDY.
Spotted acorn squash, striped zucchini, and warty pumpkins are sometimes found on volunteer plants growing in gardens and compost piles. No need to worry. Most are edible, but not always as tasty as the original variety. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. So here's how it happens. Vine crops such as squash, pumpkins, melons, and gourds produce separate male and female flowers. each type of plant can only be pollinated by the same species. Since summer squash, pumpkins, gourds, and some winter squash are all the same species, they can pollinate each other. This doesn't affect the fruit we harvest from seeds we purchase and plant. But the seeds of these, if cross-pollinated, can grow into new plants and produce unusual fruit. So if you save seeds, leave fruit in the garden or compost pile, the volunteer plants may produce unique fruit with characteristics of one or both of the parent plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine unearthing history from nearly two centuries ago to find the secret routes people used to gain their freedom. That's what this man does, and he leads tours of the hideaways used to shuttle hundreds north to escape the bonds of slavery. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Eric Robinson is a professor and researcher of the Underground Railroad. He's learned much about the secretive routes through his hometown of Alton, Illinois.
I was able to document about seven different lines of the Underground Railroad coming through Alton, ranging from the 1820s to the 1860s.
Robinson says most residents of Alton were aware of one well-known Underground Railroad site.
That is the Enos Apartments. There were stories from the time it was constructed in 1858 that said that it was a place where slaves would enter and go through the Underground Railroad.
Although there are many sites in Alton, this one has received much attention. You can still see the secretive location today.
They were in that building probably no more than a couple hours at a time. They would hide in a place called the Enos Apartments Tunnel. It was more of a coal shed that was built in front of the building underneath the street.
From there, they moved to other locations through Alton, eventually reaching Brighton, Illinois, and Dr. Thomas Brown, the Underground Railroad conductor there. There are tours of the historic routes in Alton.
Put the Underground Railroad in context, not just talking about the sites of the Underground Railroad, but how the lines happen to work. On certain occasions, we do make certain sites available. The owner of the Enos Apartments, Mrs. Velloff, has been very kind.
It's a way to trace the routes to freedom that once passed through this river city. Traveling the countryside in Alton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques, including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Your trees would love having a consistent moisture level all year long, but that rarely happens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to give them a drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
And dry summer can leave your plants feeling parched. It's important for trees to have adequate moisture now because they're forming buds for next year's growth. If the rainfall has been sparse in your area, it's time to give them a drink. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the first step is to figure out how dry the soil is. Grab the biggest screwdriver you can find and slowly push it into the ground.
You can tell a couple things from that. First of all, just how hard it is. What's the resistance of you pushing it into the ground? If it goes in real easily and makes kind of a sloshing sound and then you pull it out and the water is dripping off of it, the tree is too wet. If you try to push it into the ground and it's really hard to push it in the ground, and then when you finally do, you pull it out, it's powder dry on the end of the screwdriver blade, then it's too dry. You want that happy medium.
If the soil is too dry, it's time to water. It should be done over the entire root system, which is an area 2 to 3 times as wide as the spread of the leaves. Sprinkler system, soaker hose, however you do it is up to you. But the goal is to get moisture to the roots in a slow and deliberate manner.
For an acreage situation, a rain train is a very good device for a larger space around trees. Very easy to set, come back an hour later and reset it, and have it go north and south, then come back and go the east and west the other direction. And it's very efficient at delivering the water. You don't get much evaporation with a rain train. So under those kind of settings, that's what I would recommend.
The water-absorbing roots are within the top 2 feet of soil. Keep these roots moist, but not wet. Aim for the equivalent of 1 to 2 inches of rain once a week or so. Learn more about watering trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
enjoy giving back, but feel a little overwhelmed because there are so many people and organizations that need help? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like our financial strategies need to be reviewed occasionally, so do our giving strategies. And whether you want to give with your finances, your time, or your talents, it may be a good idea to review your current strategy to make sure you're giving to the organizations you're most passionate about. If you don't have a current generosity plan, then consider incorporating one into your holistic financial strategy. To get started, consider listing out your personal gifts, your talents, and your passions. From there, you can identify the charities and organizations, like your church, that are close to your heart, and then determine how and when you want to give. The Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver, so be sure to have a giving plan in place that aligns with your faith. It'll help you find more joy in your generosity and live a purposeful life.
The head of a farm and home supply company talks about customer service and doing business in a time of pandemic. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Full disclosure, today's show involves an advertiser in Farm to Fork, but the company is not paying for that coverage. That said, let me introduce you to the president and owner of Gempler's, Carl Atwell.
I call ourselves, I say this phrase a lot, we're an 82-year-old startup. And what I mean by that is this next iteration of Gempler's, where my wife and I bought the company, we're 3 years into that, and we're trying to transform the company. So yes, we've been around a long time, but there's significant changes in the market over the last 83 years. And so we're doing what we need to do to stay relevant.
Based in Wisconsin, Gempler's was a mail order catalog retailer for many years, but now sells mostly online. Atwell says they kept running during the pandemic.
And when that first all started coming about, you're trying to figure out what does it mean? You know, can you even stay open? And the spirit that we had at our company was just unbelievable. I can't take credit for it. I mean, it was people in the distribution center in the early days kind of coming up to me saying, please promise me that we can stay open. And I said, well, I can't promise you that, but why do you say that? Well, because we have customers to serve, right? And they need our product.
Visit them at Gemplers.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Britain is negotiating to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. Talks began recently to join the trade deal Britain sees as crucial to its post-Brexit pivot away from Europe. That's according to Reuters. The CPTPP agreement removes 95% of tariffs between its members, including Japan, Canada, Mexico, and others. While joining the agreement won't significantly increase exports for Britain, it will lock in market access and increases market influence. Britain will need to demonstrate it can meet the existing members' standards on tariff removal and trade liberalization and provide clear details on how and when it will do so. The United States left the trade agreement, then known only as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, during the Trump administration. However, during his campaign, President Biden expressed the possibility of renegotiating and rejoining CPTPP. Ag News, Market Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair.
Farmers depend on their equipment. And equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, don't believe everything you see on the Internet. Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Steve Wellman said the latest social media rumor, Nebraska farmers are being paid to destroy their corn. It's simply not true.
No, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture is not paying farmers to take out their corn or any other crops, and neither is the United States Department of Agriculture.
He said the videos on TikTok are damaging consumer trust.
Well, I've seen a couple of the videos that are out there on social media, and quite honestly, there's little to zero amount of truth in any of what I've seen. So I don't know why the information would be put out in that manner. I think it's just a good reminder for us to not always believe what we see on social media. And, you know, farmers and ranchers have been working hard to build trusting relationships with consumers for quite some time. And then videos of this type that contain scare tactics and false information are really counter to building that consumer confidence and trust. So in the end, it's not productive for agriculture, and it's surely not productive for the consumers.
He says these videos have prompted phone calls from farmers and consumers.
Yes, I've taken a few phone calls from Iowa, North Dakota, and others here in the office. We're fielding phone calls from Illinois and some Nebraska calls, too. So definitely the social media is getting some attention, and unfortunately it's driving calls to the department, either from the consumers worried about food supply and why we would be doing such thing as destroying crop.
Wellman says farmers and ranchers, if they're comfortable with it, can engage on social media to simply show the facts. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present.
Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
There are grain storage options beyond the bin. The key is to keep the grain dry and provide enough aeration to control the grain temperature. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Room in the grain bins, there are other options for storing the crop. Poly bags, farmstead buildings, or even on the ground might work as long as the grain is kept dry and there's enough aeration. Ken Hellevang is an extension agricultural engineer at North Dakota State University. He says poly bags can handle higher moisture grain for a short period of time.
If we're thinking of it as a short-term cold winter storage environment, then we probably can get by with a higher moisture content. But then if we go in with wet grain, we know that it has to come out before the end of winter. So we might be storing from sometime in November to sometime in February.
Grain is often stored short-term in outdoor piles. Hellevang doesn't recommend this without being covered, because just 1 inch of rainfall evenly distributed across a pile could potentially re-wet the top 12 inches of grain to near 9% moisture. If you're looking for something with a roof, there might be space in other buildings on the farm. Just make sure the walls can handle the force.
If we do some type of grain wall that's been designed for holding grain, put aeration ducts on the floor so we can move air through the pile, then the building will work very well. But the number one thing is to make sure that we look at what the stresses are that that building can hold.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about alternative grain storage methods at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Yeah, we're looking at some pressure on our futures markets again today as we roll towards the end of the day. Corn is struggling. Kansas City wheat tried to rally, couldn't make that stick. Soybeans have had issues all day. September Kansas City wheat down 3.25 at 7.01. December down 2.25, 7.10 and a quarter. September soybeans down 13.5 at 5.26 and 3 quarters. December down 14.25, 5.28 and a half. Soybeans, as I have said, have been struggling all through the day today. September beans down 7.75, 12.97. November beans down 18 at 12.85 and a quarter. Back months are all lower. Soybean meal is down. September down 160 at 346. October down 160 at 343.40. September bean oil is down 131 points at 58.97. October down 141 points at 58.29. So not a good look for soybeans, the meal, or the oil. Canola is having some issues. November canola down 13.10 at 880. $88.50. January down $11.90 at $871.60. Cotton is way off. October cotton down 115 points at $94.46. December down 148 at $92.75. So kind of a tough day so far. If you think things get better in the livestock complex, you will be sorely mistaken. October live cattle down 120 at 127.12. December down 102 at 133.65. Feeder cattle were up for a time. That's given way too. September feeders down 72 at 163.32. October feeders down a dollar at 167.95. Hogs are way off. October hogs down 150 at 88.65. December hogs currently down 95 at 81.77. And all the back months are down. So far, it's not been a great day for agricultural futures. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, Laura Howard, invites you to raise awareness for Elder Abuse Awareness Month this June. Speak up for the millions of older adults and people with disabilities who experience abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation every year who can't or won't speak for themselves. If you or an elderly person you know is being abused, contact the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with this station.
KNDY.
She loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever. Break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry.
Yeah. all-time legends of country music. From KMDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.